La la la.
We are live and in
la,
color.
La.
How are you today, Miss Sia?
I am doing well. Hello, hello, hello.
All right, so this is the time of year where I get extremely jealous and angry at you for living in Dallas while I'm in the Midwest, Chicago, of course. We got our first snowstorm overnight. Have a few inches of snow on the ground already. It's what, November 10th? And already it's a lot. It's looking a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Yeah, you know what sucks is Dallas, when we do get a little bit of looks like Christmas, it's like beautiful for like an hour and then it just disappears.
Yeah, well, you know what? Mother Nature is now cooperating with the way society and marketing is going. It feels like we go from Halloween to Christmas overnight. Thanksgiving isn't a thing any longer, but I digress because we have an amazing show to discuss and we've been busy, which I want to highlight as well. So let's kick it off with that intro and we'll move on.
Let's do it.
We were going to double up. We were going to double up. You know what? And now because it is Christmas season, apparently, and because it is winter, it is the absolute perfect time of year to get a new tattoo if you're in the market for one, isn't it, Sia? You don't have to wear shorts. You don't have to wear tank tops. You can cover those things up. And if you are in the market for a new tattoo, I would absolutely recommend Speakeasy Custom Tattoo, who is located in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago in the historic Flatiron Building. With over 30 years of experience, they have a curated staff of magnificently talented local and international artists, and they continue to host monthly guests from all over the world. They're an appointment-only custom tattoo shop offering a wide range of styles in a clean and relaxing environment. And no matter the style you're looking for, they will absolutely help make your vision come to life. So be sure to check out their artists on their website at www.speakeasycustomtattoo.com. Be sure to tell them Chris sent you, and it's likely you'll see me in the chair next to you because, as you know, Sia, I love Patrick Cornolo and his wife Kelly and everything they do for us. So shout out to Speakeasy. But, you know, it's going to be a while before I get a new tattoo because I've been extremely busy over the gala season, if you will, right? This past weekend was just absolutely electric. I was so honored to support the Special Leisure Services Foundation on Friday night at their Celebrate Ability Gala. Just such an inspiring crowd, such an inspiring mission. If you don't know, they raise funds to support the NWSRA, which is the Northwest Special Recreation Association, which will play a little bit into what we're talking about later on today. And then, of course, on Saturday, I was so lucky once again to go work with the great folks in Kankakee, Illinois at Bishop McNamara Catholic School for their Love, Loyalty, and Friendship Gala, their 42nd annual, and 400 people in the room. We absolutely had an amazing time, raised a ton of money. We got their highest paddle raise ever. A $10,000 donation was made, which they did not expect or anticipate. So that was a heck of a lot of fun, which is part of the reason why I'm losing my voice, because I've been on the mic a lot the last few days. And today's no different. But how about you, Sia? What have you been up to?
Dude, apparently following you around, because I didn't realize it was 400 people. That's awesome. When we did the appeal episode a few weeks back, I just, call me silly, I didn't realize. So kudos to you. Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah. No, it's been a great weekend. I think in total over the last, you know, Friday, Saturday, probably 700 people combined I stood in front of, asking for money for great causes, which is what Hail Hail Auctions is all about, right? Raising awareness and money for amazing organizations. No different than we're about to do today, obviously highlighting Jerry's Cafe. And see, if you didn't know, Jerry's Cafe is a community destination cafe that offers craft food and beverages prepared and served by employees 22 and older with varying intellectual and developmental abilities. Through their cafe, they aim to build relationships, confidence, and connections. And I can tell you, while I'm not a coffee drinker, I absolutely love their apple cider. Their pastries are second to none. So Sia, as much as I want to hear about you, and you know I love you, we're going to welcome Miss Natalie Griffin and Amy Philpott, the co-founders of Jerry's Cafe, to the show.
See you guys and have a great show. And thank you, Jerry's Cafe. Totally support you from behind. I'll be cheering.
There they are, Natalie Griffin and Amy Philpott. Welcome to the show. It's my honor to be uplifting Jerry's Cafe. It's certainly a staple now in the community of which I reside, obviously being in Arlington Heights myself. I can't pass it without stopping by. As I said, I'm not a coffee drinker. The apple cider is the best around. And of course, the pastries are second to none. But I would love for you both to introduce yourselves, if you don't mind, and talk a little bit about how Jerry's came to be. And I've noticed neither of you are named Jerry, so I want to hear about the name as well, if that's okay.
Yeah, the interesting thing you just bring up is the three questions we get asked most often are, why did you start this? Who is Jerry? And how is it going? I'll start on how we got started. Mm-hmm. And both Amy and I saw a problem that we wanted to address, and that was the void of opportunities for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to work after they graduated from high school. So age 22 and older, they were done with their schooling and they are well prepared with internships and opportunities to show their skills and talents in that setting. But when they graduated and left the school setting, they went out into the workforce and there just were not businesses that would hire. So they were told no over and over and over again. Amy and I felt like, well, we had an idea that we could address this and we could help solve this problem and reduce that statistic of 80% of adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities being unemployed, having no place to show their purpose and earn a meaningful paycheck. So we came up with the idea and launched a nonprofit organization, Grassroots, back in 2018. We're celebrating our 7-year anniversary as a nonprofit in December.
Ooh, that's which so is small exciting. Feat. Congrats.
It took time to raise the funds to afford the build out of the cafe, but we are proud to say we were able to open Jerry's Cafe in August of 2023. So celebrating a little bit of over 2 years of business where we have 35 employees who work very proud in their jobs and do all the jobs within the cafe. Amy, you want to address the name?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny as we're traveling this path of creating a non-for-profit and really trying to follow the right, do the right things so we could be stable, legal, and all those things. But one of the hardest things we were struggling with was what we're going to name it. And, you know, it was a little bit more of me just being like, goofball, you didn't ever tell Natalie that my aunt, Geraldine Waymer, was born in 1958, and she was born with Down syndrome. And literally within the first few moments of her life, instead of joy and happiness, there was more despair and almost a disregard that her life didn't really matter because her health conditions at the time, a lot of congenital issues with heart and lungs and things of that nature, which are now fixed with ease. But those defects led her, her mortality to be limited. So they said mm-hmm. she didn't have a whole lot of time to live. And that she would be a complete disruption to the household. My grandparents had none of that. And she came home and it was the polar opposite. She actually lived to just before her fourth birthday. And instead of a distraction, she was pure joy. And she was a little educator without knowing it. Took a little bit of the stigma away of somebody with a disability. Or a special ability that I think they say she had because she was just something very, very special. So Geraldine with a G, hence, and they called her Jerry. And that's why we named the cafe Jerry's Cafe.
I love it. What a heartwarming story. And, you know, in some of my work, as you both know, I'm so fortunate and honored to work with great organizations like yourself. Oak Leiden comes to mind. They have various home environments for people with various abilities. I was so lucky to be their auctioneer last year, and they had their choir sing prior to me doing my thing, which made my job much easier, of course, because as you said, a disruption, they're not, right? They're human mm-hmm. like us all. and they bring such joy to individuals' lives. And when I go into your cafe, it's an environment that I just want to stay in as long as I can, because the environment there is inclusive, it's uplifting, it's happy. And I know we had one more bullet point you wanted to discuss, Natalie. So before I keep flapping my gums, I want to turn it back to you. I could talk forever about how great you guys are.
Well, we say in life that it is having a place to work, live, and play. And we do have amazing organizations that offer that residential opportunity if people need a place to live. We have special leisure services, NWSRA, and some other recreational programs, a place to play. And Jerry's is that place to work. Our employees, how is it going? What I can say is our employees are thriving. They are the heart center of Jerry's Cafe. They are independent in their jobs. They have been trained and supported in an atmosphere that makes them feel proud of the work they do. They're independent. They get their fair paycheck. And several of them are even advancing in different areas getting a promotion to a crew member, which means they've learned every single job within the cafe and they can guide and support their coworkers. So when you come into Jerry, you see all of these proud employees with different abilities, and they can show off their skills and talents. So they may have Down syndrome, they may have cerebral palsy, they may have autism, but those things are not what identify them. That's not what we see. We see the true abilities and the true joy they have in engaging with the customers. So that success rate is, it's what Amy and I believed from the beginning would happen and what we would all see and what the community would see is their purpose, their place, and their way of giving back to the community while feeling very proud of the work they do and getting that paycheck. Amy can address a little bit more about how it's going as well.
Yeah, sure. Just like anything, our first year was a bit clunky in terms of just the first of anything is just hard. Mm-hmm. But what truly happened is our employees developed themselves and their skill set. So they went from shy, maybe not even talking, to now one of them is a crew member and is able to work independently. Overall on the business side, because that's a little bit more of the hat I wear, everything about our cafe is we need sales and we need to grow our sales. And we are a destination. That's part of our mission. We are a destination, a community destination. And if we could really implore people to, instead of sitting in a drive-through at a large chain, and again, we're all about fair competition.
Please don't say their name. I know you won't, but I just want to remind you.
Any place. And again, we want everyone to succeed.
Of course.
But our behaviors and mannerisms of who we are today is we spend a ridiculous amount of time on this, right? So people would, we get into winter, they don't want to get out of the car, but in a sense, if you could give that same 10 minutes that you give in that drive-through line, park your car, walk in, get your cup of coffee, your cup of joy, order a fresh baked scone, order a sandwich, our soup, our tomato soup and the grilled cheese, give it a chance. Because you're going to get a heck of a lot more out of that moment than you will with the engagement of, the doom scrolling of life in the drive-through. And I drive by these places and I'm like, great, we want the economy to stay charging and we want people to be spending money in our economy. We just hope that we can become part of people's muscle memory, which is pull the car over and give us a shot. Because
absolutely. And I'll tell you, you do it one time, you're not going to go anywhere else, right? And so Sia, if you don't mind, I'm always taking pictures. I'm always aiming to create content to uplift great organizations like Jerry. So there's some of the amazing staff members that I encounter on a consistent basis when I'm in shop. And I wanted to thank them and thank you both for allowing me to share their beautiful faces. Obviously, we're not going to do so without anyone's consent. And sure. And speaking of sales, Amy, you were talking so beautifully, not only about the amazing pastries you folks have, and of course, the delicious beverages. You have some fantastic merchandise options. I know there's many ways to uplift your cafe and your organization aside from going in the shop. But by these pictures, if you're not compelled to go in there, I don't know what would do it for you, because I'm giving my seal of approval in many ways. And again, there's no other place I'd rather be in Arlington Heights, frankly. And so, Amy, I know I cut you off, and I'm sorry to do that. I wanted to just allow you opportunity to finish up your thoughts, but I just wanted to highlight these beautiful pictures.
Yeah, they're, it's cool to see them. And it's great to see the employees in action. And we are a place of employment, and we are a place that we are pushing them to grow. This is a job. This is not a service-based organization. We are paying them to perform a job. So we are holding them accountable. Our general manager and assistant manager are holding our employees accountable, being timely, being in uniform, and performing the jobs for which they're required and tasked to do. And that growth has been fantastic. So we are literally in a place ready to act and serve more orders. One of our biggest challenges right now, besides sales, is hiring a couple more supportive full-time employees or even part-time employees in our shift supervisor role. So if there's one thing I can throw out is just really, if you have a desire, if you have any background in any sort of retail sales or, you know, cafe environment or just any leadership role, give us a shot. And we're really starting to approach it now, even with the part-time aspect, because there's a lot of people that have 15 to 22 hours available and they want to do something. And we do need those key roles because it's something that we must have. We must have key holders that can open the store, close the store, and support our staff, because they want to work and be there, but we have to have these supportive folks.
Absolutely. So there you have it, folks. And as an organization, you folks are certainly more than just a cafe. And so if you want to know other ways to support Jerry's Cafe, please scan the QR code you see on screen. It'll take you directly to their website, jerryscafe.org, G-E-R-R-Y-S cafe.org. You could make a donation because you are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, of course. You could order some catering. You could join what I think is just an awesome concept, your Pour It Forward Club. You have two awesome options on a monthly basis to support your organization, the Daily Brew and the Cafe Table. So I'll leave it to you both to decide who wants to discuss your catering options and this Pour It Forward program, because I think they're just such creative ways and unique opportunities to support such a great organization like Jerry's.
Natalie, you want to talk about the programs?
Sure. Something that is really easy to do is to be a monthly donor. And honestly, if you sign up, you're giving from the heart on a regular basis, like a subscription you would have anywhere. And maybe you really don't notice it, if $24 a month or even $98 a month, but we notice it. Our employees notice it. It helps our sustainability to keep our doors open for these opportunities for people to work at Jerry's Cafe. And our nonprofit business, our nonprofit organization is what supports our cafe business, which allows us to keep our doors open and the opportunities flowing for these individuals who now can proudly work at Jerry's Cafe. So that Pour It Forward is an easy way to monthly give without too much pain on your pocketbook, but it really, really helps us at Jerry's Cafe.
I love it. So creative. And as you know, my work aims to raise funds with great organizations like yourself. And I aspire to create creative programs like that, where it's not taxing on the donor, but it is so impactful to the mission of the organization. And it's just so creative when you're able to do such in a manner that people are buying coffee anyways. People are almost mindlessly now, right? It's almost a habit to just have something in your hand, which is long ago would never have been the thought. And so kudos to you both. But not only are you creating great opportunities for monthly giving, but we have some great events upcoming. And I am so honored and excited to partner with you both on December 2nd. At the Arlington Ale House from 7 to 10 p.m. for Jingle Bingo. And I'll be in the house calling bingo all night. And I just cannot wait to do that alongside you both. But who wants to talk a little bit about this exciting event and what it's aimed to do and how much money we're aspiring to raise?
Well, we're super excited because this is a first time event for us, something new. Giving Tuesday is a spirited day across the entire globe where people have the opportunity to give from the heart to something they're passionate about. And we are inviting people who are passionate about Jerry's Cafe, who want to see our business succeed and see our employees thrive, to come out socially and to be a part of community and to just celebrate our 2+ years in business. But it's really a social gathering in addition to fun bingo, where you can have winners and that thrilling call of bingo will be a really fun event for everyone. So while we actually have sold out of our 130 bingo seats, we do have social admission tickets available for just $10. Come on, be a part of the spirit. Wear your festive holiday sweaters or hats or anything that makes you want to kick off the holiday season in a spirited way. And, you know, just come with that giving heart. We'll have a 50-50 raffle, popcorn, cash bar. Mrs. Illinois America will be there for photo opportunities and to celebrate. And the fun bingo players, we are so excited that Chris is going to be our bingo caller and help us that night. We also have three speakers who will speak about the impact that Jerry's Cafe has made. A teammate who works at Jerry's Cafe, a parent of an adult who works at Jerry's Cafe, and a regular Tuesday morning customer who comes every single Tuesday and hear from him why Jerry's Cafe is an important part of our community. So come on out and celebrate and just have fun on a December 2nd, Tuesday night, Ale House, 7 p.m. start.
Love it. What better way than to spend a Tuesday night? And 130 bingo players are now sold out. And so if you're willing to join us and you want to support Jerry's Cafe, there's a $10 social ticket still available. So please, if you haven't already picked that up, come on down December 2nd, which is Giving Tuesday. And if I'm not mistaken, as you both know, I'm so excited for our Giving Tuesday event, our Streamathon from 12 to 2 p.m. in the middle of the day. And I know you folks are coming on as well for your time slot. So I'm really excited for that as well. But Arlington Ale House, Arlington Ale House, downtown Arlington Heights, 7 to 10 p.m. We're going to have just a ton of fun in front of what seems like a ton of people. And as you said, Natalie, calling bingo, there's pretty exhilarating, I know from experience. So ladies, this has been just a fantastic conversation, a well-deserved congratulations to you both. I understand working with as many organizations as I do the hurdles that can be encountered when creating such an impactful organization like Jerry's, not to mention the other concerns like the food service industry and the liability that comes with that, right? I could only imagine the cost, the overhead that, you know, one like myself may not understand. So I want to just briefly, if you don't mind, you know, Amy, to you, touch briefly on what is the cost to run Jerry's? Like, what kind of financial burden? And I say burden because obviously we have to raise funds to support the mission. You have to have sales to uplift the organization. You know, it's a liability to keep this mission going. And so can you talk a little bit about that before we sign off?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just with anything, we can just break it down to just trying to figure out how you run your household, right? Car insurance, health insurance, you know, business insurance, just the day-to-day operation of really what it costs to run something. You can just, if you just have a moment and you're not a business owner, just take a look at your life. Then imagine a business and all the aspects that go into it. And our model, we are a non-for-profit. We will always be a non-for-profit. Year to date, as of our last board meeting, we have lost $300,000. Okay. So if that just puts it all, so all of our expenses, you put everything in the funnel, right? Sales, expenses, everything, that's where we're at. And it's not because we're not running it properly, it's because we need some more sales. So when Natalie dovetailed in and talked about the financial giving and that $24 or that $98, those are very impactful things. And if we can continue to drive our sales and drive our fundraising, at a certain point, there will be an intersection of literally when we break even, it will be literally the most joyful thing in the world. Because then we're moving ahead in a direction where we can start working about and thinking about maybe another Jerry's Cafe. We built this cafe to be replicated. If you look at our cafe and you look at the colors and the style, We had incredible people to help us, smart people that know what they're doing. So it was created to be replicated. So the fundraising is really, really important, but as is our sales. So if, again, that's that muscle memory. If you need 10, 12, 14, 15 box lunches, give us a shot. Call the cafe, talk to John, Will, our GM, or Amanda, our assistant manager, and give us a shot. It's a great product. We try to make it very easy for you. But again, it's just being on that dial of consideration, the mental dial.
Absolutely. And as you know, as an entrepreneur, as I am, we're often, let's go for a cup of coffee. Let's meet at that place that begins with what we're not going to say that's corporate, right? Let's turn that into let's go to Jerry's, right? And and as the auctioneer on Friday night for Special Leisure Services Foundation, a couple of colleagues and I said, yeah, we're going to meet at Jerry's over the next couple of weeks, right? Like that's the kind of creation and the kind of habitual mentality we want to create, right? And I know we're going to get there. And I'm just so excited to help alongside you folks because I believe wholeheartedly in what it is you do and what you're already doing. And thank you for losing sleep because I understand what it can only do to your own mental health, thinking in the back of your mind on a daily basis, how are we going to break even, right? What are we going to do? And I know the stress it creates, but you both are so inspiring and what it is Jerry provides to my community is just so needed. And I can't thank you enough. And so if you haven't already, scan the QR code, go to jerryscafe.org. Natalie and Amy, you guys are amazing. I wanted to give you the opportunity one more time to let anyone know how they can find you, connect with you, if they want to sponsor some events, if they want to get catering for their next business lunch, whatever it is you want to promote, now's your opportunity. So give us that pitch, if you will.
I will just say there's a lot of businesses out there, schools, churches that have regular meetings, a weekly meeting, a monthly meeting. If you could choose Jerry's for your morning coffee and pastries and bagels and egg sandwiches, or choose Jerry's for your lunches, that catering could really help us grow our business monumentally. So think about Jerry's when you're having those meetings, even if it's like a book club meeting or just a social gathering, you know, get some of our pastries, our cookies, our brownies. Think about Jerry's for catering. And we do make it very easy. Both our manager and assistant manager will talk you through on the phone. And that's a simple phone call to Jerry's Cafe. But otherwise, we just look for new customers. Come on in, tell your friends, be an ambassador and say, let's go to Jerry's. And it's a great place to meet and feel that joy. We have so many people who tell us they come here to Jerry's Cafe because they feel so good when they interact with our employees. And it really sets their days in a positive way.
Absolutely. So jerryscafe.org, you'll find all the information where to reach out for catering services, box lunches, breakfast, large coffee orders, pastries. My kids were so excited. We got some of your Halloween themed cake pops the other week, which were delicious. So if you want it, they have it. Once again, go to jerryscafe.org. And Natalie, absolutely, please.
Oh, one more thing. We are on Facebook and Instagram, TikTok and LinkedIn. And it's all, if you just search Jerry's Cafe with a G, you'll find us on those social media platforms, as well as you can join our newsletter at jerryscafe.org. So go to our website, check us out on social media platforms, and we appreciate you following us.
Absolutely. Give a like and a follow. As you know, it helps more than most people think. That small act of clicking a button on our cell phone, as Amy said, we're in have in front of our face consuming bad content. We might as well find uplifting content, I say. And so speaking uplifting, this show is not possible without the uplifting of, as I said earlier, Speakeasy Custom Tattoo, my personal tattoo artist in Chicago. They're helping make sure I have the nun, the lovely Sia Yasser-Tornrat, who we met earlier with Brilliant Beam Media. For without her, this show is not possible. I am just so lucky to have her as my tag team partner. And I'm so excited to now be your tag team partner on December 2nd. Natalie and Amy, thank you once again for joining us. And that will be, again, the Tuesday, Giving Tuesday, December 2nd at Arlington Ale House from 7 to 10 p.m. 130 bingo seats are now sold out. But if you want to join in on the fun, there's a $10 social ticket. Come on, support Jerry's, have a cocktail, grab an appetizer, and have a lot of fun. And, of course, I'll be in the house calling bingo all night. Ladies, this has just been such an amazing show. I can't wait to be in the cafe shortly for some cider in the near future. We'll have to meet and plan December 2nd. But is there anything else you'd like to say before we sign off?
If you want to come visit us next week, we are going to be launching into our a Mary Jerry holiday season. So the employees and our whole cafe, we're looking for a nice transformation. We've been working on this since June and July, and we're going to have a bunch of new swag on the shelves effective when we open bright and early on Tuesday morning. Our theme will be red. So I think if you come in and you'll see some special items, our cup will have a little bit of a transformation. They've been in and waiting to get put out.
Don't let the secret out. Come and see us.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. Stop on by Jerry's next week and see you once again. Thank you. Can't wait to see you ladies December 2nd. Let's kick to that commercial and sign off. Have a great rest of your day, folks. Hail, hail.
Falling asleep with your neck in the wrong position can be a real pain in the neck. Literally. People of all ages are falling for Tossie. Tossie gives you the comfort you've always dreamed of. Go to TossieBrands.com and get your comfort on.